This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. This day in the United States seems certain to go into the history books with only the third ever impeachment of an American president. The House of Representatives is debating two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Here's AP correspondent Rita Foley.
The House proceedings began with Republicans calling for an adjournment. But when that didn't work,
there is no proof, none, that the president has committed an impeachable offense.
Republican Congressman Debbie Lesko of Arizona, followed moments later by California Democrat Mark DeSaulnier.
President Trump violated the law and solicited foreign interference in our election.
Democrat Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico urged his colleagues to think of the country.
We have reached a point in time where our love of country compels action.
But Republican Jim Baird of Indiana said Democrats are trying to toss out a duly elected president.
Today marks a sad day for America.
Rita Foley, Washington.
Once as expected, the House approves the articles of impeachment after 6 hours of debate. It would likely set up a trial in the U.S. Senate soon after the first of the year. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir Mayardit and rebel leader Riek Machar have agreed to form a transitional unity government by a February deadline, even if key political disputes remain unresolved. The two men who signed a peace deal in 2018 had already missed two deadlines to form a new regime. South Sudan's five-year conflict has left hundreds of thousands of people dead and forced millions of others to flee the country or to United Nations protection sites within South Sudan. Kiir and Machar have agreed to uphold the currency's fire. France is once again beset by public sector worker strikes. At issue, President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the national pension system. Government officials today met with employers and union leaders to discuss a way forward. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. In the business world, Fiat Chrysler and PSA Peugeot have signed a deal for a 50-50 merger, creating the world's fourth largest automaker. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
The companies say the new group, with annual sales of 8.7 million cars, will be led by PSA Peugeot's CEO, with Fiat Chrysler's chairman as chairman of the merged automaker. No plants are due to be closed, but the combo is anticipated to create more than $4 billion in annual savings, which executives say will be invested in sustainable mobility in part to meet strict new emissions regulations, principally in Europe. The deal, which was announced back in October, is expected to take 12 to 15 months to close. So far, what the new company will be called hasn't been decided. I'm Matt Small.
In the wake of last week's general election and looking ahead to Brexit, the outlook for the British economy is murky. Here's AP's Zaria Shackley in London.
Though Britain's departure from the European Union is widely considered to be negative for the long-term health of the economy, the fact that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservatives won a majority in last week's election has reduced some of the uncertainty. Brexit is now almost surely going to take place on January the 31st, and Britain will then enter a transition period through to the end of 2020, whereby it remains in the EU's economic arrangements, but without any voting rights. Zaria Shackley, London.
As North Korea appears set to launch a long-range ballistic missile, VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul looks back at 2019's U.S.-North Korea relationship.
2019 began with Kim Jong-un warning he may take a new way if the U.S. didn't soften its stance in nuclear talks. The world may soon find out just what he means by that. Talks broke down after Donald Trump walked away from a February summit with Kim in Hanoi.
They were willing to denuke a large portion of the areas that we wanted, but we couldn't give up all of the sanctions for that. We had to walk away from that.
Within weeks, North Korean rockets began flying and kept flying. By some measures, 2019 was North Korea's busiest year ever for missile launches. Though Trump shrugged off the short-range tests, the talks never got back on track.
That was Bill Gallo reporting for VOA from Seoul. There is more to report on the controversial issue of vaping by teenagers in the United States, and it is not good. A new study found that one in five teens has indulged in the past year in vaping marijuana, which is believed tied to a growing number of vaping illness cases. New Zealand police say two people remain missing from last week's volcanic eruption on White Island, and that their bodies may have been washed out to sea. Gene Randall, VOA News.